So when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah and maror, as we discussed, it's supposed to be finished, the first one, at least. When we say al-akhilat matzah, first is hamotzi and then al-akhilat matzah, and also al-akhilat maror by chatzot. First of all, if it after Amud HaShachar, in Lutashlumin, which is 72 minutes before sunrise, and also once it's after chatzot, you'll eat, but without the beracha of Asher Chidishanu Mitzvah V'Sivana Al Achilat Matzah and Al Achilat Maror. It's going to be only Hamotzi you say on the Matzah, but you don't say Al Achilat Matzah. Now, when it comes to Achilat Maror, any Achila, any time that the Torah tells us to eat, minimum Shebe minimum, is going to be at least a Kazayit. Kazayit, according to Maran, HaShulchan Aruch is Chatzi Betzah, which means half an egg. The assumption is around, let's say, 27 grams, as opposed to 18 grams, which is shlish betza, which that would be the opinion of Harambam, Varosh, Varif. But Maran Paskins, Chatzi betza. So therefore, let's say, you know for a fact that you cannot have this size of maror, which we use lettuce. Either you could use the stem or the leaves, as long as it's a let's say when they used to have alekatif, that would be the best of the best. Something similar to this that has a proper ashkacha, that is a baduk for different types of bugs that would exist. So therefore, and minimum, shebe minimum, you have to eat a kazayit. If a person cannot, either for health reasons or you don't have sufficient amount for everyone, you would eat the maror, but you cannot say al-akhilat maror. No such thing at all whatsoever. It would be a berachal batala. And even if you're going to have 18 grams, opinion of Maran is you are not biyotze. You need to be eating 27 grams, which is chatzi betza, half an eggshell. And any time that you're supposed to eat, here you're supposed to finish it within 6 minutes or 7 and a half minutes. Matzah, lechatchila, try to finish it within 4 minutes. Every kazayit, within 4 minutes. Matzah needs leaning on the left, reclining on the left. That's zecher cherut. Zecher lecherut, our freedom. When it comes to maror, maror is, however, is koshi hashibut, the bitterness that we felt. So what is this? You're going to lean on your left? No such thing at all. So therefore, that is the nekuda number one, that maror needs also a kazayit. Now, the second point is, has to be, you have to dip it in the charoset. And he says, lo yeshenu betucho kedei shelo yitbatel tam meriluto. You cannot soak it in there because the tam of the taste of the bitterness is going to go away. Therefore, lachen tzarech gam ken lenaer et haharoset me'alav. The best of the best would be to dip it in there, the entire 1 ounce, the kazayit of maror, the lettuce that we're going to be using. The entire thing has to go, you have to dip it into the haharoset. However, you have to shake it off. That's what I just mentioned. You eat it without any type of heseba, without any type of discussion or any type of conversation or interruption, then you're supposed to make the korech. Korech is the sandwich as Hillel HaZaken, based on a pasuk that the Torah demands and commands us that you're supposed to eat the Koran Pesach, al-matzot umerorim yochlu. The Koran Pesach has to be eaten together with matzot umaror. Pesach, matzah umaror. So these are the major 3 points that has to be mentioned and emphasized on. This is the Ikar Haggadah. Kol mishu la'amar shalosh tabarim elu bepesach, lo yatsa rechobato. As Rabban Gamliel says, lo yatsa. If a person doesn't discuss it, lo yatsa. So you have to eat it also. So we don't have as of yet Koran Pesach. But lemaase, the matzah and the maror together with charoset. Over here, you don't have the limitation of charoset, how much to put. But lemaase, it's supposed to be also again kazayit matzah, kazayit maror, which is the lettuce, together with charoset. As I mentioned, this time is supposed to be on the left. You have to recline on the left. By the ladies, anytime that they are supposed to buy Sephardim for sure, the four cups and also the three times of Matzot is supposed to be reclining on the left. If they forget, according to Rabbi Ovadia, we rely but even on the opinion of Ravia that he holds that you don't need. So, Lechatchila, they do it. If the ladies forgot, they don't need to repeat. But by men, certain times, they would need to repeat. So, the first time that you eat the matzah, if you forgot to recline on the left, that's the first time that you say Hamotzi, and then Alachilat Matzah, you would have to repeat. Over here, when it comes to Korech, when you make the sandwich of Matzah and Maror together with Charoset, he says, you're supposed to Sarich Lechol Beheseba, Mikol Makom. Im Shachach Ve'achal, HaKorech Belo HaHeseba. You forgot. Ve'kashe Alav. And it's difficult for you to do it Beheseba. You don't have to repeat. However, writes Rav Ovadia, Miu, Im Rotze Lachmir Ve'lechol Shenit Beheseba, Tava Alav Beracha. So this over here, when it comes to Korech, as I mentioned, the different ruling regarding every time that you eat the matzah. Three times you're supposed to eat Han Shemura Matzah, the first two nights. So regarding Korech, if Bedieved you ate without a Seba, ladies are Yotze. But men, the best, Lachmir Al Atzmo, Tava Alav Beracha, that you should really eat it, the Seba, when it comes to Korech. Again, the first time, you would have to. Here is Tava Alav Beracha. By men, Tava Alav Beracha.